Well, I'd like to welcome all of you to this service here today. By the time you're watching this, it'll be Sunday, Lord willing, and you'll be watching it. And it happens to be Easter Sunday. So I'd like to talk about Easter here today. But before I get into that, I want you to know the people here at Liberty Baptist Church, we continue to pray for you. You are not forgotten. You are certainly on our minds every day. And I know it's been tough for you. We're going on over a year now, and, you know, I just keep praying that the Lord will open the doors back up and you'll be with family and friends. And then also, Liberty Baptist Church looks forward to the day when we're able to come back in there and see you face to face and hold service with you. You are not forgotten. The Lord knows everything that's going on with you. Trust in Him, look to Him, and He'll take care of you. Like I said, Sunday's Easter, and I want to talk a little bit about that here today. You know, Christmas gets a lot of attention, and rightfully so, but it gets a lot of attention for the wrong reasons. Well, I dare say Easter has a lot more of the wrong reasons. You know, at Christmas time, at least sometimes you see some signs that say, "Keep Christ in Christmas." What do you see at Easter time? All you see is candy and Easter bunnies and I don't know what else, because that's all the world makes it out to be. To a Christian, nothing is more important than Easter, the day we celebrate Christ rising up out of the grave. Because if He did not do that, like He said He was going to do that, then I'm wasting my time standing up here, and you are wasting your time watching. But He did. And that's why we celebrate Easter. That's what Easter is all about, is the resurrection of Jesus Christ coming up out of the grave. The power of God bringing God the Son up out of the grave. That same power is available to us. And I'll tell you something else before I get into the message. That same power that brought Jesus up out of the grave is going to bring us up, is going to resurrect us. And if it didn't, if Jesus wasn't able to be resurrected, then we have no hope. We would never be resurrected out of the grave either. But He was. So that's what I'd like to talk about today's Easter. I want to encourage you too, before I get started, this Easter, you're watching this, Lord willing, on Sunday, which is Easter Day. If you get the opportunity with the person next to you or on the phone, make sure they know what Easter is all about. You know, mention Jesus Christ. Mention that He rose up out of the grave on this day. This is the day we celebrate that resurrection. Don't fall for the world's view of Easter, because that's going to pass away. That one of these days, that'll be all done. But Jesus Christ lives forever, and we can live forever with Him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for this day. We thank You, Father, that we're able to put Your word on DVD and take it to these dear folks that are shut in. And Father, I ask that You encourage their hearts. I ask that, Father, that You give me words to say here today that would encourage their hearts. And Father, we thank You for Jesus Christ. We would have no hope without His shed blood. We'd have no hope apart from the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Father, and we're so thankful for that. That is our hope. Father, give me words to say today. Give me the ability to say them that would be an encouragement to these folks. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I think we'll read down through verse 8. Excuse me. Starting in verse 1, it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And this is important also here, these next few verses. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then all of the apostles. Now get the next verse. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. You see, he's testifying what he has seen. People say, how do you know he rose up out of the grave? We just got done reading hundreds of people seeing him after he was resurrected. This isn't a fable. This isn't a story that's been made up. It isn't a fairy tale. This is an eyewitness account of what happened. That's very important. It's an eyewitness account of what happened. So I'm going to ask you here this morning, what is Easter all about to you? You know, I was thinking about this today at work. If I could have every one of you that's listening write on a piece of paper what Easter means to you, I would love to read those. And I know I can't, but I would love to read them. To me, Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But what is it to you? This Sunday, the day you're watching this, Lord willing, what's this day all about to you? Is it Easter bunny and Easter eggs, candy? Or is it about Jesus Christ? You know, Job, one of the oldest books in the Bible, he talked about it. Let's go to Job chapter 19, starting verse 24. He was looking towards that day. We're looking back at that day. Job chapter 19, 24 through 27. And it says here that they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Job was looking forward to that. He knew his Redeemer liveth. Just like our, you know what? You've heard talk about Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius. I tell you what, wherever they're buried at, if you were to go there today and dig up those graves, you would find the bones. They're still there. They're still there. Matter of fact, let's go to Mark. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 16, and we'll read the first six verses there. Mark 16. Now, if Jesus didn't rise from the grave, then his body would still be in that sepulcher. His bones would still be there. Mark 16, the first six verses. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. We're talking about they're going to go to where Jesus is, where they think Jesus' body is laying, and they're going to put spices on him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? Because back then, they had this sepulcher, and they rolled this huge stone in front of the doorway. Okay, so ever who was in, if there was somebody wanting out, they couldn't get out, and nobody could get in. We go to verse 4, and when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. It was a huge stone. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. You see that right there? They went to find Jesus Christ. Just like if we were to go find Buddha or Muhammad or Confucius, we would find their bones. They went to find Jesus Christ and he wasn't there. He was risen, just like he said he was going to do. That sepulcher is empty. That's what Easter's all about. That's what Easter's all about. Easter has a great significance to Christians. It is something that we should think about often, not just one day a year. It's not because all of our salvation hinges on Jesus Christ being able to come up out of that grave. It all hinges on the resurrection. You know, I'll tell you this right now. If you do not believe that Jesus Christ was able to come up out of the grave after they crucified him, there's no way he can be saved. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. Later on, we'll look at the book of Romans. Well, matter of fact, let's just go there right now. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Romans 10, 9, actually, but let's just read that one verse. Romans 10, 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see right there, unless you believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. It's absolutely impossible. To say you know you for sure you're going to heaven, but you don't believe in the resurrection, it can't be done. It just can't be done. Jesus is risen, he's not here, so where is he? You know, that's a fair enough question. He's not in the grave. He's risen up out of there. So where'd he go? Where is he? Well, let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. And let's get the answer. Hebrews 10, 12 says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. That's where he's at. He's at the right hand of God. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, that would be Jesus Christ, he offered himself. Sins forever, sat down on the right hand. God the Son, Jesus Christ, is with God the Father. He's with God the Father. Alive and well, and he's our intercessor. He's our go-between, between us and God. If he were dead and not alive, we would have no go-between. We would have no intercession. We wouldn't have someone advocating for us to God. But Christ knows his own. Christ knows his own. There's a whole lot of people in this world that don't believe Jesus rose up out of the grave. And you know what? They're the ones that are looking forward to candy and Easter eggs, I think, on Sunday. That's what they're looking forward to. I'm not down on children enjoying Easter Day. I mean, I'm not down on that. But they ought to know what Easter's all about. They ought to know Easter's about Jesus Christ. Really, to be honest with you, Easter's not about anything else. It's about Jesus Christ. If there was no resurrection, then like I said a minute ago, we have no hope. We don't have any. If there was no resurrection, I got other things to do besides standing up here. But there is a resurrection, and I'm thankful to the Lord that I'm able to stand up here. Because he did rise up out of the grave. If there was no resurrection, then our faith is in vain. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15:14. 1 Corinthians 15:14 says, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, which is empty, it's useless. And your faith is also vain, empty and useless. If Christ be not risen. But he did. He did. But Jesus was resurrected from the grave, and because he was raised up from the grave, it verifies our justification. Let's go to Romans chapter 4, verse 21. Romans chapter 4, verse 21 through 25. And it says right here, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, you and me, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. There it is, right there. Because he was raised up from the grave, it verifies our justification. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, we know that his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary was accepted by God the Father, and Jesus' righteousness is available to all of us. Jesus' righteousness. The only thing that makes any of us righteous is because of Jesus Christ. Apart from him, there's no righteousness within me. None. Zero. And I'll be honest with you, there's none inside you either. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. Since Jesus has been raised up from the dead, though, because there was a resurrection, it gives us hope concerning our own resurrection. A living hope. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians. Let's go there first. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. Verse 13 through 18, it says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." In other words, those which have passed on before us, those which have died before us. He says, "I don't want you to be ignorant about that." He says, "That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." There's a lot of people that have no hope. They have no hope because they don't have Jesus Christ. "For if we believe..." Here it is right here. Now, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, you got to have the resurrection in there. "Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." We're talking about the dead being resurrected up out of the grave. Only because Jesus Christ was resurrected. He had the power to overcome death. He had the power to overcome the grave. Verse 17 says, Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I like verse 18. It says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." So on this Easter Sunday, can't we comfort one another with these words? Or do we even think about it? It should be a comfort to know that Jesus Christ had the power over the grave, and he's going to impart that same power to us, not that we're going to be able to come up out of the grave, but with his power, we're going to be able to come up out of the grave. All our loved ones that have passed on before us, if they know Jesus Christ as their Savior, they're going to come up out of the grave and spend eternity with him. And it's all because of Jesus Christ, because he had the power over the grave, over death, over hell. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. 1 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope." And by the way, we would never have that lively hope if it wasn't for the resurrection. "Unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." That's where we get our hope. In verse 4, it says, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Verse 5 says, "Who are kept by the power of God." It's the same power that was able to raise up Jesus Christ from the grave. exact same power, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. It all hinges on the resurrection. Am I starting to get the point across what Easter's about? It's about Jesus Christ. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So many times, and rightfully so, we talk about Jesus Christ being on the cross, paying for my sins, giving his blood to wash away my sins. That's only one part of the gospel. The resurrection is every bit as important as the death and burial. Every bit is important. It demonstrates, since Christ has been raised, it demonstrates the power available to the Christians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. Ephesians 1, 18 through 20. It says right here, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which we wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. If you please back up one verse, please, Pastor. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us? That's what he's saying here. To us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, and then back to verse 20, which we wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Remember, we already looked at that in the heavenly places. It demonstrates the power that's available to us. Power to live the Christian life. Not power to live a worldly life. A Christian life. Christ-like life. We're in Ephesians. Let's go to chapter 3, verse 20. Chapter 3, verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That's the power that only comes from Jesus Christ. Let me read that again to you. Now unto him that is able, that would be Jesus Christ, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, even more than I can ask or think of, that power's there because of Jesus Christ, because he rose up out of the grave. Let's go to Romans 8:11. I want you to realize, you know, it might be Easter Sunday. It's the day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But I want you to realize the power that he has is available to each one of us because he rose up out of the grave. If he didn't rise up out of the grave, there is no power. Romans 8:11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, and that's a good question right there. Does that same spirit dwell in you? He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your, make alive, okay? He shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwell in you. We have power to live the Christian life because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And let's go to one more, 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, in other words, have you ever been born again? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. They become new by the power of God, the power of Jesus Christ. Okay. Saved people, and a lot of these scriptures we've read already are talking to the brethren. We're talking to saved people. Saved people should never lose sight of the significance of the resurrection. Do our lives demonstrate, now here's a good question, do our lives demonstrate that we serve a risen Savior? not a dead Savior, a risen Savior, one that's alive. Do our lives demonstrate that? This is Easter Sunday, so today I'm asking you, is your life demonstrating to other people that you believe in a risen Savior? Does your life demonstrate to those people that you serve a risen Savior on this day? Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, and we'll go 14 through 17. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That is exactly what each one of us need to do on Easter Sunday. Okay, I'm going to read those three verses again to you. Knowing that this is what we ought to do on Easter Sunday, every day, but this is Easter Sunday, okay? Let your light so shine before men. We get that light from Jesus Christ. He is the light. And we get that when we accept him as our Savior. We get his light shining through us. Okay, so keep that in mind. Let your light, which is the light of Christ, so shine before men that they may see your good works. And the purpose of it is to glorify your Father, is to glorify God. It's to glorify God. But if we go to the next verse, it says, think not. Yeah, but that's okay. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. In verse 15, it says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. But see, that's the problem. That's the problem. Today's Easter Sunday. Christians, people cannot tell who's a Christian and who's not a Christian, because they got that light of Christ and they're hiding it. They're not letting it shine. Therefore, these people are not glorifying God and you're not glorifying God. That's the whole purpose of it. Let your light shine today. Okay, so we've talked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ here for just a little bit. I understand. There's lots more. We could be up here all night talking about it. But if you're watching this DVD, if you're listening to it, and you do not know Jesus Christ, you've never accepted Christ as your Savior. And again, I can remember every detail the day I got saved. I can recall it. I'll never forget it. But too many times I ask people if they know they're going to heaven when they die. And they say they're saved and they're going, but they cannot recall what happened that enabled them to go. They can't recall a specific day. It's just, I don't know, maybe they grew up in church and their family took them to church and they figured they're saved, or whether they were baptized in water and they figured that washed away their sins, which it does not. It's only the blood of Christ. I don't know why they can't recall a time that they actually asked the Lord to forgive them of their sins and to save them. And that's all it is. You don't need to be in a church to do that. You can be any place you want, as long as it's from the heart, and we're not fooling God. As long as it's from the heart, and you see yourself as a sinner, that you know you've done wrong, you broke man's law and God's law. We all have. That's why there was a time in my life when I asked him to forgive me, because I sinned against him. In his word, in the Bible, he promises that if you ask him from the heart, he will forgive you and he will save you. Let's go back to the book of Romans. I'm just going to close with these verses here. Romans 10, 9 and 10. See, I mentioned the heart, and that's what it talks about right here in Romans 10, 9 and 10. It talks about believing in the heart, not just with the head. And it also talks about the resurrection of Christ. And you cannot be saved unless you believe in the heart and you believe the resurrection. It says here, now if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, this is as simple as it gets, right here. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, it says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And if we go down to 11, 12, and 13, it says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, it's Easter Sunday. You say you believe on Jesus Christ. Are people seeing that? Are they seeing your light? Because if we put that bushel basket over top of our light so it doesn't shine, we're ashamed. Okay, in verse 12, it says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13 is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Actually, if people that call my phone and want to leave a message, this is the verse I have for them right here. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That includes you, and it includes me. For whosoever includes everybody. And if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, this being Easter Sunday, it's just it's a wonderful opportunity that the Lord has given you to accept him as your Savior. Because I tell you what, it's Easter Sunday, but the following day would be a Monday. And there's not a one of us know if we're going to be around on that Monday. Not a one of us. We take it for granted we're going to be here. How many people do you know that passed away instantly, suddenly? They thought they were going to be here tomorrow, but tomorrow never came, and their eternity started. So if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, it's all about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. Gospel means good news. And that's the best news I've ever heard. It can be yours today. And if you are saved, you do know Jesus Christ as your Savior. There, you can recall that specific time when you asked for forgiveness and you asked him to save you. Let your light shine on this Easter Sunday and every day. Let your light shine. Tell people about Jesus Christ. It will glorify God. And that's what it's all about. That's what we're going to do in heaven. We're going to glorify him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for this opportunity and this time that we looked into your word and we just looked at the resurrection of Jesus Christ just for a little bit here tonight, Father. But even the few verses that these people heard, they're your verses, Father. I just ask that you'll take these verses and work in their hearts and lives, Father. Draw them to yourself. I pray for those that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, that through this message here, Father, that they would come to know Christ. They would ask for forgiveness, and they would ask Jesus Christ to save them, and they would be a child of yours forevermore. Father, we thank you for your goodness, mercy towards us. We just thank you that Jesus Christ was willing to go to the cross and pay for my sins, pay for the whole world's sins with his own precious, pure, sinless blood. We thank you that the grave could not hold him. We just thank you that he's up there interceding on our behalf, Father. For without him, we would have no hope, and we thank you for that hope that is within us because of Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.